Hello, and welcome to The Check-In, where we gather for community connection and conversation over the airwaves. Thanks for checking in today. It's Friday, and as we end the week on The Check-In, we're always on the lookout for some inspiration if we can find it. So today, we've got it. We're talking about music that gets us through, music that can help us through crisis. And helping us with this topic, we've got two brilliant women today. First, we're going to have professor and musicologist Stephanie Shonigan. Professor Shonigan is a familiar name to us here in Mid-Missouri. She spent 7 years as a faculty member in MU's Black Studies Department and the School of Music. Her latest book is Black Lives Matter and Music from Indiana University Press. Professor Shonigan is now chair of Afro-American Studies at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, but she happens to be in town right now during this crisis, and so we thought we'd take advantage of the opportunity to get Professor Shonigan's expertise on music, history, crisis, and inspiration. We also have a second guest today joining us at the top of this program is Farah Mola Shonigan. She's going to join us to talk about what it's like to be a student athlete right now. Farah Mola has been an MU track and field co-captain whose signature event is the 800-meter run. That is before the season shut down earlier this spring. But Farah Mola has not stopped. She's running laps around us all academically. She recently won a prestigious Rhodes Fellowship finalist, and she won MU's Mark Twain Fellowship this year, and it appears she's on her way to some very impressive things academically. We're talking with Farah Mola Shonigan today also about running and winning and what's next. You might have caught that our guests today share the same last name. They are a mother and daughter team, which is just a whole lot of fun for us on this Friday. So let me just say right now to Professor Shonigan and Farah Mola Shonigan, welcome to The Check-In and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
thanks,
us.
Janet.
Thanks. So you're both talking to us from the same house, but from different rooms, which is great. So we'll just pretend we're all in the same room today. Let me just say to our listeners, before we dive into music and running with Team Shonigan, let me remind you that you can join this discussion, as always, here on our Check-In. You can also let us know later during this program. We're going to be talking about music, the music that's getting you through. Let us know. Maybe you're running to music that's getting you through, and you can hit both of these points with us. Whatever is going on with you right now, just let us know. Farah Mola, let's start with you. You're a senior, so first off, let me say congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And so I know this final semester has not been what you envisioned in a couple of ways. It seems like it's been a dramatic mixture for you. Huge disappointments with the season being shut down and track. But also huge accomplishments and surprises on that end with your winning the Mark Twain Fellowship and also being a finalist in the Rhodes Scholarship, I have to say, also an alternate, it looks like, in Fulbright. And also you are, I have to just say right away, you're on your way to Oxford this autumn in the UK to study global studies, which is incredible. So let me just ask, what are your overriding feelings right now? Excitement or disappointment? Has one overridden the other?
You know, that's a great question. I think, honestly, one came after the other.
Okay.
Before everything happened, I would say athletically, I really thought this was going to be my year. This is my last season of track, and running really is a part of my heritage. It's something that everybody in my family does. You will probably see me, my mom, my dad, my brother, sister on the trail, MKT trail, or have seen us on the trail. So, you know, I had a lot of goals going in. And so when the decision was made for the entire track season to be canceled, needless to say, I was quite devastated. Like I said, I really thought it was going to be my year. I like to think that I am equal parts student and equal parts athlete. It's not a three-fourths sort of thing. It's half and half. And so when I realized that I wouldn't get this final season, I did feel like a part of myself had been taken away. So I was sad for a period of time. And then athletically, things went in the opposite direction. Things went in the opposite direction. And I found out about Mark Twain, and I found out that I'd be going to Oxford, and I was extremely overjoyed, and I would say this joy helped me to reflect back on my track season and what could have been. But more so than that, I realized that even though I didn't get that final track season, I got a whole track experience for the past 4 years that not even this pandemic could take away. Yes, I had these goals, but ultimately, I have no regrets about my track cross country career here at Mizzou. And so I would say that, you know, winning these awards helped me to turn that devastation, that just sadness, into instead gratitude, I would say.
All right, Faramola, spoken like a true philosopher. Let me just remind our listeners that you're on The Check-In. We're talking with Faramola Shanigan. She's a runner and co-captain for MU Track and Field before the season was shut down unexpectedly with this coronavirus crisis. But she's continued to run marathons academically with some big wins. So we've got Team Shanigan with us. We're also talking with Professor Stephanie Shanigan about music that's getting us through crisis right now. So you can let us know about that too. Faramola, I read, you can confirm that in February in an indoor meet at the beginning of the season, you did a personal best record in the 800 meter at just over 16 seconds. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on that. That must have been at least a little bit of a kind of start and finish to the season and to your, as you say, your 4 years.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I would say that it was strange because that was the best race I've ever ran. And also, looking back, it was very bittersweet because at the time I didn't realize it would be my last race as well. And so looking back, I am filled with so much gratitude as well because my last race got to be my best race.
Okay. You mentioned, Faramola, just now that you're a lot of your heritage is in running. Can you explain what's going on with that?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't really remember the first time I, you know, stepped on the track or the first time I went on a run or anything like that, because it's something that's a part of my identity. And not to sound too dramatic, but running to me and to my family is almost like breathing. Personally, I can't go a day without it. I'm going to go on a run right after this, actually. My earliest memories, I would say, is my dad, who's always ran. My parents were from Nigeria, and so my dad, you know, he even ran when he was young and he was in med school in Nigeria. My earliest memory, like I was saying, was of him taking me and my siblings to the biggest hill in town and just having us just go at it, just run up that hill as fast as we can. And something about that was extremely exhilarating, not only because I could beat my siblings at the time, but also because it brought on such a good feeling. It felt so incredibly natural. And it wasn't just me, it was my siblings who also felt this way. And it's because of, you know, the sort of running environment that we were brought up in.
Okay, that's fantastic to hear. Faramola, let me just ask you before you go, when it comes to music and running, you know, you're mentioning this heritage and your parents and their inspiration. Mm-hmm. That's all fantastic to hear. And your mother's a musicologist. What are you, I don't know if you have the same taste, but what are you listening to when you run, or do you listen to anything when you run?
Absolutely. It's funny you should say that, because right after my teammate and I, we realized that our seasons were over. We were both seniors. She decided to embark on a 100-mile week. One of my closest friends, Sam Farmer, she went to Rockbridge, and she went on to run for Mizzou as well, just like myself. And she decided to run a 100-mile week. And 100 miles sounds crazy to me, so I went and did 70 miles with her. But throughout those extremely long runs during that week, we would listen to all kinds of music. She would bring her phone, and we would hit the trail, and we would just go on these long runs. And you know, we'd listen to, for example, the Beyonce Homecoming album. And while we were running, we would, you know, dance along and whatnot. And so, you know, music, so an album like that was one of empowerment, one that brought us out of our, you know, deep sadness. And I would say that as far as tastes go with me and my mom, I would say she her tastes are far more refined. I would also go on to say that they have influenced me greatly, and in a way, I have been able to translate my love for music into sort of this relationship with my love for running as well.
All right, that's fantastic, Stephanie. Do you have anything to add to that? Do you ever rock out to like Beychella or Beyonce's Homecoming?
Oh, I do. I have.
Okay.
Paramola is the oldest of three, and so the three young ones in the house, their tastes are much, much more contemporary. Just this morning, my two Paramola's two siblings were arguing whether Future was better than Beyonce, and because Future has just dropped an album, and so you know, I listen and I enjoy their conversations about contemporary music, but I don't get into that as much as they do.
Yes, I suppose there's
music
to
Beyonce, Mom.
I suppose there's music to rock out to or run to, and then there's music to write about, which might not always be the same
exactly.
thing. Well, Farah Mola, this is fantastic to hear from you. Thank you so much. And also, let me say, you know, thanks for representing Mid-Missouri so well. I know you'll do that, too, in Oxford. And congratulations
Thank
to you.
You
on everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And we'll all see you on the trail.
Yes, I'll see you there.
Okay, take care, Farah Mola. On to the topic of the day. Today, we're going to pivot now to talk more about music. Maybe you're running to music. Maybe you're listening to music that gets you through. Is it Beyonce and rocking out? Or is it something a little bit more refined, as Farah Mola said about her mother's taste? meaningful, maybe even music that has arisen from crisis or music that's just getting you through right now. Let us know what you're listening to. Stephanie Jean, again, thanks again for being with us today and for also sharing your daughter with us today. You know, when it comes to music and crisis, I know you've written entire books along these lines, but what do you think of?
So when I think of music, the other part of my academic background is African-American studies. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that Black people have always used music in some kind of way in every aspect of their lives. And so for sure, crisis has hit every part of the Black world, whether we're in Africa or in the Caribbean or in Europe or here in the Americas. And those moments in history have always been accompanied by a soundtrack. They've always been accompanied by songs and yearnings and stories that have been put to music that have brought us through. So I'm not saying everybody doesn't listen to music. I'm just saying that within the context of the black experiences, that music is definitely a very, very big part of how we have gotten through, whether it's in the churches or whether it's in the clubs. You know, the music has sort of galvanized us to the next level.
Interesting. So, yeah, that's very inspiring. So let's get into that a little bit more, Stephanie, about you mentioned a couple of things that come to mind for you specifically. One of them was Stevie Wonder, Love's in Need of Love. What's going on with that one? Why was that on your list of tracks that kind of come to mind when you think of music and crisis?
Absolutely. I love that song. I think particularly I was thinking of Mr. Stevie Wonder, who just turned 70, and we're so blessed to still have him going strong. This song reminds me of the fact that whatever we're going through, we still need love, you know, and that is something we just cannot do without. I also remember and bring up this song because when the University of Missouri was going through its own crisis a couple of years ago, now it's 3-4 years ago,
yes,
maybe even more than that, in 2015, I would often ask students, you know, what they were going through and what music was bringing them through that period, because it was difficult for so many of our students. And this song featured in that list. And I remember that the person who told me this song was his jam was one of the concerned students 1950, Ruben Falohi, who said that this song reminded him of love. You know, that they were going through so much, but that this was something that we couldn't, love was something we couldn't do without, and that that movement actually was all about love. It was all about love for the campus and for the students of the campus. So so that's why this song always features when I think about crisis, you know, that Stevie Wonder still serves us.
That's
today.
So great, yeah. Stephanie. Thanks for saying that. Let's take a minute right now to just listen. This is Stevie Wonder's track, Love's in Need of Love, which Professor Stephanie Shonigan is saying reminds us of the 2015 protests, where we were reminded that love is something you can't do without. Precautionary measure. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear. Thanks for that recommendation and that reminder, Stephanie. Let me just remind listeners, too, you're listening to The Check-In here. We're talking with professor and musicologist Stephanie Shonigan, and we're talking about the music that gets us through right now. What music is getting you through? What do you think of when you think of music and social movements or music arising from any sort of crisis or movement? Let us know. Stephanie, we have a caller. Ruben is calling from Florida. Ruben, thanks for calling. Did you have a question or a comment?
I just mentioned him.
Oh, hello there, Ruben. Check-in and followers. Hello there, Dr. Shonigan.
Yes, dear. Hello. Great to hear your voice.
Ruben, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
You are an MU alum who I believe might have been very much involved in the 2015 protest, yes?
Yeah, I think a younger version of myself was there, yeah.
Yes, it was a while ago. We were just realizing. So what are your thoughts as you listen, Ruben, when it comes to music and crisis?
I think Dr. Shonigan, she gave context to it well. Like, music has been here for a while, and it's been grounding for me. It was grounding for me in 2015. In the chaos of, you know, the campus movement, campus protests, and it still is now, you know, with coronavirus and, you know, the global pandemic that we're in. And the music, it kind of stays the same. It's all centered in love and connecting, for me at least.
That's great. Ruben, are there specific tracks that are kind of on your mind or in your wheelhouse at the moment?
Yeah, I think of Sade. I think of the song King of Sorrow. Just such a powerful song of struggle and resilience. I think of Sade, Kiss of Life. I mean, I love artists who talk about love because there's so many faces of love, whether it's painful or whether it's connecting. And Sade is one of those artists for me. So any of her tracks, to be honest.
That's great.
Good recommendation. I'm thinking also, Ruben, about Soldier of Love, which I think is a great one that helps us think about movement and love and what is necessary, you know?
Ruben, and I think of...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was thinking of Dr. Shonigan's initiative called Citizenship at U.
Citizenship at Mizzou.
Yes.
Citizenship at Mizzou. Yeah.
And I think of some of the songs we played. We had Marvin Gaye, John Lennon. I mean, just folks talking, bringing the present into the music, so people are being activated by the music. I love music that activates humans.
Yes, thank you for that reminder, Ruben. I'd forgotten about that, but yeah, that was a really great thing. I mean, music brings everybody together, right? So, sounds like a cliche, but it can be true.
Can I just say that? Ruben is, of course, now Dr. Falohi.
Okay.
He's a PhD. And also that he actually is a musician himself. He's an accomplished musician himself, and I'm so glad to see that he's still doing it, even though he's like now a big PhD guy, but he's still doing music. He did a set for Mother's Day that was just remarkable. So I just want to plug that. He's definitely an inspiration for me as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Ruben. That was actually my next question that I was stepping on you to ask, which was what you were doing now. So, well, thanks so much for checking in with us, Ruben.
Thank you.
We appreciate your perspective. It's really nice to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you both. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, congratulations and take
care,
Ruben.
Thank you. Thanks, Ruben.
We have another call, Stephanie. Let's go to Michelle. Oh, I am so sorry. Abby. Hello, Abby, calling from St. Louis.
Hi.
How are you doing,
Hi.
Abby?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind when it comes to music and crisis? And I'm so sorry I got your name wrong, Abby. What's going on with
no
you?
No problem. That's interesting that you said that, actually, because that's my middle name. That's my mother's name.
Okay.
So I was actually really confused. But
it showed up on a screen. It showed up on a screen for us. So, but I did have a note that
Talker.
You were Abby. So.
Wait, which Abby is this?
This is Abigail Hollis.
Abby!
Yeah,
another favorite
hey,
of mine. Another favorite. Hey, dear, how are you?
I'm really well. I heard you talking. TK let me know, and I wanted to go ahead and call in and contribute.
That's awesome,
we need
Abby.
So much more time.
Thanks for calling.
Abby's also one of the students that pushed the envelope and pushed the movement at Mizzou. She was front and center, did so much work for all of us. So Abby, so nice to hear your voice.
That's awesome, Abby. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts for us on it's really nice that you're having a little bit of a reunion here and checking in with us, which is what this show is all about. So that's awesome. Do you have any thoughts, Abby, on music that's getting you through right now or music that also helped you in the 2015 pushing the envelope as you were doing?
Both. It's all connected. One, I want to say I've been spending a lot more time with my keyboard. I'm learning piano, and so I've been spending time with that, and it feels good to be able to create and to be able to be in a really present space with the music during everything that's going on. And I started that shortly after 2015. And so second, I wanted to say I've been listening to this song. It's called There's a New World Coming by Bernice Johnson Reagan. And I started.
Awesome.
I first heard that in Their Eyes Were Watching God. It's a song in that soundtrack for that movie, which we know Zora Neale Hurston. We know her impact.
My favorite.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Abby, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. And I'm so glad that you all got to connect over our airwaves here. And we'll have to do this in person at some point after this is all over.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Take
thank
care, Abby.
Abby, keep playing that keyboard. I want to hear more about that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Abby. All right, Professor Shonigan, let me ask you about another one of your specific songs that you recommended that you were saying that's kind of on your mind when it comes to music and crisis, the Boys to Men, Water Runs Dry. What do you think of with that song?
So any former student of mine, any friend of mine knows that Boys to Men is my absolute favorite.
Okay.
I just love that group so much. But this particular song is not one of their well-played ones. But this one reminds me, I love it. It's my favorite. It reminds us that, you know, we shouldn't wait until the water runs dry to make those connections.
Yeah.
I think that if this crisis has taught us nothing or anything, it's taught us that that we need family, that we need relationships, that we need human contact. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, these remote classes, that's the way of the future and so on. You know, I think there's a place for online classes, but there's also, I don't think it can take over the human contact. You know, Ruben and Abby, who we just listened to or heard from, even TK, who is a wonderful part of KBIA and one of my all-time favorites. Yes. TK also, I don't know if she still does, but used to run this program where poets would come, and there would be the Berlin, that place.
Oh, yes, what, yes.
What's the name of
TK
the...
TK does do that. TK's on
the... restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, that's still going on. The yes,
so,
the one mic.
So the value of yes, so the value of human contact is so important. And this song is just, don't let's wait. You know, let's do it now. So listen, as soon as we are through this, as soon as we are over the hump, and we are all safe, whatever that may be, let's remind ourselves to get together and continue the important work of building bridges across these vast chasms. You know, whether it's politically or even just, you know, on campus or wherever. I love the song because it reminds us about that.
Let's listen to it for a few seconds, Stephanie. Thanks. Some people will work things out, and some just don't know how to change. Let's go wait till the water runs dry. No, we might watch our whole life as it passes by. Let's go wait till the water. All right, that's Boys to Men. Water Runs Dry, reminding us not to wait until the water runs dry, to show our love, connect with each other. Really great message for us right now. You're listening to The Check-In on KBIA, and we're talking with musicologist, writer, professor Stephanie Shonigan about the music that gets us through. Stephanie, we have time to take a very quick call from Julie calling in. Julie, you'll have to be super quick. We're almost out of time, but thank you for checking in with us. What's your question or comment for us?
I'll be super quick. I know Stephanie also from a group called Globus. We miss her tons. Hi, sweetie. And my comment is that my family is hosting a Zoom happy hour each Friday, and they have a theme. Oh. This week's theme is bands with numbers in their names. We've done Elvis Presley, we've done women singers, country singers who don't wear tight pants. We've done it all. Stephanie, we love you. We miss you. Bye.
Fantastic.
I love you so much. Miss you.
Thank you, Julie, for that call. Enjoy the Zoom tonight. Stephanie Shonick, and we are just about out of time. I just want to say thank you so much for all that you do, and thanks for joining us today to share your inspiration and your knowledge with us. We'll remind listeners they can check in with you through your book, Black Lives Matter in Music, on Indiana University Press. And thank you so much. Enjoy your time on the trail with your family.
Thank you, Janet.
Take care.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
and
bye.
We are going to go out of this program with another one of Stephanie Shonigan's recommendations, Nina Simone, her song, I Wish I Knew How It Feels to Be Free. That's it, though, for today's check-in. Thanks to Professor Stephanie Shonigan and also Farah Mola Shonigan for joining us. Thank you for checking in with us. Let me just say the check-in's produced by Christopher Husted and me, with KBIA News Director Ryan Famuliner, Zia Kelly, Madison Conti, and Hannah France. Want to give a special shout-out to Zia Kelly, our graduate. You rock, Zia Kelly, and we're very proud of you. Thanks also to Takiya Thomas, today's on-air producer, for wrangling all these tunes and everything else. Have a great weekend. I'm Janet Saidi. Stay well and stay in touch. To be free, I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart.